Aztag, this is dictating on Donna Shapiro. Shapiro is Shapiro. Shapiro. Donna, Donna. D as in David. Shapiro is S as in Sam. Shapiro. Date of birth, 9/19/1950. Date of visit, 12/20/24. Linda, copy for Jolanta Tumbakiewicz. That's Jolanta. Tumbakiewicz is Tumbakiewicz, MD. Tumbakiewicz, Tumbakiewicz, MD. Date of consult is 12/20/24. Next paragraph. Chief complaint. Next paragraph. Dear Jolanta, Jolanta, thank you for sending Donna Shapiro for primary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is bronchiectasis and history of MAI. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 74-year-old lady with a past history of hypertension and MAC infection. Has previously been diagnosed to have Mycobacterium avium infection, for which she underwent a right mid lobectomy as well as a left lower lobe resection, and subsequently was treated with three drugs, including ethambutol, bioxin, and rifampin. The patient is presently off the anti-TB drugs, and she was admitted to Halifax Hospital on 12/3/24 with cough, chest congestion, and exacerbation of COPD. She had increasing shortness of breath. On following admission, a CT chest was done, which revealed no pulmonary embolism, but had biapical pleural parenchymal scarring with calcified granulomas and multiple non-calcified pulmonary nodules with tree and bud opacities. The patient was seen by pulmonology and was treated with IV antibiotics. Briefly, and discharged on bronchodilators. Period. Presently, the patient is having some cough and shortness of breath with activity and mild wheezing. She has also lost some weight. Period. The patient has previously been on IVIG infusions given by her infectious disease specialist. Period. Next paragraph. Past history. Past history includes history of bronchiectasis, history of MAC infection, and therapy for almost 2 years, and history of partial lung resection, The patient has had hernia repairs done, and has been treated for pneumonia in the past. Next paragraph, habits the patient never smoked, no significant alcohol use. She worked in the jailhouse. Next paragraph, family history. Patient's mother died of lung cancer. Father died of liver disease. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next, med list, losartan, 25 milligrams daily, albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN, citalopram, 10 milligrams a day, mirtazapine, 30 milligrams HS. Next, system review. The patient complains of weight loss and fatigue. She has no glaucoma or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. No urinary frequency or flank pains, no hay fever. She has shortness of breath and wheezing and cough. She has occasional abdominal pains, no reflux, no diarrhea or constipation. She has no arm pain or calf muscle pain. She has no anxiety, no depression. No easy bruising. She has joint pains and denies any muscle pains, no headaches, numbness of the extremities, or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, med list. Amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily. Continue with physical exam. Physical exam, this thinly built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There was no cyanosis, icterus, peripheral edema, or clubbing. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse is 78, respiration 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 92 pounds, saturation 97. HEND arms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with the scattered wheezes in the upper chest with occasional crackles at the left base. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, someone has to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes of 1+, with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Bronchiectasis with chronic bronchitis. Number 2, history of Mycobacterium avium infection with lung nodules. Number 3 is history of hypertension. And next paragraph, plan. Patient will be advised to also add in the number 4 in the diagnosis. Number 4 is immunoglobulin deficiency. Next plan, the patient will be advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. Sputum will be sent for AFB cultures and stains. And she'll also get a CBC sed rate, IgG, IgM, IgA levels, and IgE level. And she was advised to use a nebulizer with Duonab solution 3 times a day, a complete metabolic profile to be done, and her records from up north will be requested for review. And a follow-up will be arranged in 4 weeks. I'll make an addendum at that time. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. Jolanda Tumbarkiewicz. Jolanta is J-O-L-A-N-T-A, J-O-L-A-N-T-A, Tumbarkiewicz, T-O-M-B-A-R-K-I-E-W-I-C-Z, M-D, thank you.